we first found out about Rick. My brother Paul was at a an event at Elmbrook where Rick was speaking, and he said, "You know what? This guy's not bad. I bet he could." Don't get a big head. he said, "You know, I wonder if he wouldn't be great for doing some kind of a teaching on communication for our staff." So we invited Rick to come, and we had a great 3 or 4 days together. And Rick taught our staff on communication. And he's one of the best people I know anywhere in the country that talks on communication. And we all need to have those abilities and skills, even in our own marriages and our own lives. Communication is really important. And so Rick is actually the one who teaches our marriage seminars that we do, and we have seen tremendous things happen in our marriage conferences. And Rick is going to be teaching us this summer, and I've asked him to give us about 3 or 4 minutes of what he's going to be talking about. And then I'm going to pray for you.
Good evening. He told me I could introduce myself the way I like to, because I want you to know who I am before you. Just maybe 2 or 3 you've heard me speak before here. My name is Richard Marks. I've got a PhD in psychology, an MA in marriage counseling, another MA in education. I got a BA. I'm an LPC, an LMFT. I'm a clinical member of the AAMFT, ordained minister, REV, CIA, UFO, EIEIO. And I kind of minimize all my degrees, and I'm proud of my degrees, but the reason I do what I do is I grew up in a broken home. My father's side of the family, the Markses, are Jewish. My mother's side of the family, my maternal grandfather, he was a Muslim. So I have 2 competing bloodlines in one body. That's why I'm so messed up. Baptized Catholic when I was born. My parents divorced when I was 4. And I was raised by my dad and my stepmother. I grew up in an abusive home. I was 11. My dad bought a cow prod. Used to shock us. If anybody likes reality TV, particularly The Biggest Loser TV show, season 5, you saw my little brother. Paul, he was on with his 3rd ex-wife, Kelly. He got the worst of the violence, and the way he dealt with the violence was by eating. So a lot of what I do today really isn't academics. It's because I've had to walk a journey of healing. It was until I was 17 that I became a Christian through a girl I wanted to date in high school, right out of high school. And my father hated Baptists, and guess what they were? Baptists. So, but by that time, I knew that I needed a lot of changing in my life, and I've learned something. If you're dysfunctional when you get saved, guess what? You're just dysfunctional afterwards. And so what I realized was that coming to Christ puts you into the, if you can let me use this metaphor, it puts you into that heavenly hospital so you can begin recovery when you're ready. Some people are wounded even though they're still Christians, and that Christianity is not immunity from your humanity. Whatever issues you have, you still have them. But whenever we're ready, we can heal. And I'm evidence of it. I'm 51 years old, been married 29 years to my wife, Luella. I'm a 12-year Navy vet. And when my wife, when I met her, she's from an alcoholic home, so 2 wounded people found each other. And I will tell you, they've been the best 29 years of her life so far. And I have 3 marvelous children. I just made a decision in my life early on when I left home and joined the Navy that I was not going to repeat the generational patterns of my father and of her family. I was going to do it different. And a lot of the work that we do in our work isn't information-based. It's skills-based. We teach people what to do. The scripture says don't be hearers of the word only, but what? Doers. But I don't assume people know what to do. And so you'll learn some skills this week. And I'm going to teach you one to do tonight, just a real simple one to do tonight and ask you to do it sometime tonight and do it all this week. And then later this week, I'll give you the whole skill, all right? But what are we going to talk about this week? Now, I've been hearing some people going, oh, are you going to talk about marriage? The answer is no. I'm known around the country for marriage and relationship work. But most of my work is really about healthy relationships because, listen, everything you do has a relationship attached to it, right? You have relationships at work, you have relationships with your children. Everything you do is about healthy relationships. And I think the Bible, if you could narrow the Bible down to one word, it's relationship. You see, God made an environment, put Adam and Eve in the environment so we can have a relationship with them. They disobeyed and broke the what? The relationship. And everything else in Scripture is a father doing everything he can to get the relationship back with his creation. It's all about a healthy relationship. So we're going to learn this week about healthy relationships, but in particular this, intentionality. What we do know is that people aren't intentional about their relationships anymore. We think they just happen. And when you were dating, you were intentional. If you're a single parent here and you're wanting to date, you will be intentional. But every relationship requires intentionality. So we're going to start tomorrow looking at intentionality. What does that really mean? And how intentional you're going to be? And I'm going to challenge you this week to become intentional. All right? Especially with your children. Matter of fact, some of your hopes and dreams were really about being intentional, weren't they? Being intentional, making some choices that connect to your children, that connect to your spouse, all right, to connect to friends. All that's about it being intentional. Relationships just don't happen because relationships are not stagnant. They're either moving towards or you're moving away. That's just the way relationships operate. And so we want to spend this week encouraging you to move towards and build a strong sense of connection. So we will be doing a lot of different things in that area. Is that okay? And let me say this, if something is said that triggers a wound, that's okay. Come talk to me. I think my first family camp that I ever did here 3 years ago, I spent most of it sitting right over there talking to people. And I didn't mind. I loved it because I see myself as a servant of Father's heart to help people get unstuck, you know? So my hope is that this is a real encouragement for you in your family time, especially as we adults get together in the morning. So we encourage you forward to make greater choices that create a greater sense of what we call us. That sound good? Yeah. All right.
You are going to give us an exercise.
Oh, yes. Here's your exercise. Here's your exercise. And now you'll get more of this, the why behind it, but just take my word for it now. One of the things that we do know through brain research, Proverbs 16:24 says, pleasant words are pleasing to the body. Now, how can words be pleasing to the body? It's simple. It's a neurochemical in your brain called dopamine. Say it with me, dopamine. Remember dopamine, because dopamine is a pleasurable sensation. And we do know that whenever you share an appreciation with somebody, the moment their brain hears the appreciation, their brain releases dopamine. So I always ask, how many dopamine shots do you give those who are close to you every day? See, every day I call my kids and I call my wife and I give them appreciations. Why? I want them having dopamine for me rather than somebody else. All right? We'll talk more about that later. So what I'd like for you to do is I would like for everybody in this room to give each family member one thing that you appreciate about them. Give them a dopamine shot. Go for it.
All right. Way too much dopamine flying around in here. Rick, I'd like to give you an appreciation.
What's that?
I appreciate all the work that you've done here at Fort Wilderness and the lives of the couples that have come to our marriage conferences.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you inviting me back. It's my blessing. Thank you.
I'm not giving you an honorarium, but I just want you to know that. All right. Let me pray for you, Rick, for this next week. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunities that you give us. We know that we are not here by accident, but that we're here because of your divine will. And Father, we know that you're a sovereign God, and you have called us here uniquely for this week. And so, Father, I pray that you'd bless this week. I pray that you'd give us safety, give us good weather, kill the mosquitoes. And Father, I pray for Rick in particular that you would bless him as we talk about relationships. Father, I have watched Rick work, and you have given him a tremendous gift, and I pray that he'll be able to exercise that gift in a manner that will impact each of us this week. So we give you our week, and we give you our evening now, and I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.